Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Spring is in the air. That's the beauty of LA. It's only February, and you're starting to feel that perk, which means you're out on the track, in the weight room, in the yoga class, the dance class, the Pilates class, and surely enough, you're starting to feel those joints. So today we're going to do the hit on joint pain, but a deeper understanding, because I don't want you to be victimized by either allopathic medicine or even holistic medicine that has, I think, far often, too often, just a superficial view. And those of you who have listened to the show before, you know what that means. Don't fall prey, victim, to the it theory. You got to get a little deeper in your understanding of what your joint pain is about. So there's no one herb, there's no one stretch, there's no one technique, there's no one way. It's that more integrated approach. But to do that, you have to be able to think. You can't just walk in, sit down, and take the advice of somebody blindly with cookie cutter recipes where you're told this is the best and one size fits all. Surely this herb, this stretch, this massage technique, this mental perspective will get rid of your joint pain. You can't afford to do that. Today, joint pain. Every day people call in sick to work. The number one reason, still the top of the list, the flu. And this is flu season. Some of you have been hit hard. Every year, the number one reason we lose work hours, in the United States at any rate, is the common flu. Number two is IBS. America's gotten to the point where they don't know how to eat the right foods, and digestion suffers, the bowel inflames, and before you know it, you're sitting in the bathroom every morning a couple of hours calling in sick to work because you're either bleeding or you're in such physical cramps that you can't make it to work that day, that morning. Number three is still low back pain. Just low back pain. Just that joint alone in the low back. It's the number three, used to be the number two cause of why we don't make it to work. Joint replacement therapy. Boy, are we making inroads with that. And really, when you need it, joint replacement therapy, knee replacement, hip replacement, especially hip replacement. Just supervised a hip replacement last week. Demanded that they put in cobalt and chromium rather than titanium. Can't even imagine why an orthopedic surgeon would use titanium today. Not that cobalt and chromium is much better, but it certainly is much better. Even your orthopedic surgeons won't use titanium generally for a hip replacement anymore. Titanium was the new kid on the block early on, and this is old news in orthopedics, but not for the public. Early on, we started to see titanium was too hard for the body, and its wear rate was faster. So they went back to chromium and cobalt. But that's a wonderful surgery when you need it. Point is, if you take all the joint replacement surgeries in all the states and all the cities in the United States each year, each week, each day, each hour, if you just understood what you're about to hear in the next 60 minutes, you'd never go to surgery. And I think a lot of people, if they understood it, would make that choice. The issue becomes what holistic medicine is pumping to people is too often misunderstood as a one-shot approach. Take this herb, do this stretch, get this chiropractic adjustment, go to this yoga class, get this 10-series rolfing session, and we've got to get a deeper understanding, because these systems, these therapies do work, but they work in integration. And that's the theme of the show. It's nothing new to you, my wonderful audience, if you've been listening. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. There's over 140 shows. That's 140 hours. And it's got a common theme, and that theme is get to a higher level of understanding so you can navigate. Because if you think integration means I'll just do all these therapies instead of one therapy, I'll make an analogy that'll stop your clock. If you think that integration is a matter of just doing all the therapies, yeah, I understand, Medici, it's not just one therapy. I get it. I'll do them all. That's the equivalent of taking sugar and flour and butter and eggs and a little salt and mixing it all, putting it in an oven with no real integration, and turning the heat up to 400 degrees and then wondering why, instead of a wonderful tasting cake, a birthday cake, you've got a mass of disgusting blob. And that's the point. Integration does not mean, yeah, I get it, no single therapy will hit the home run, so I'm just going to throw them all in. Integration comes only from one act, and that act is a maturation. It's an evolution. And that's what the show is about. It's about your evolution, my audience. I'm proud of my audience because I know my audience is learning to navigate. If you ever get sick, if you ever need your joint replaced, if you've ever started to suffer from arthritis, degenerative disc disease, I'm not on this show to tell you to take an herb or to do a chiropractic adjustment or to simply stretch in a yoga class. I'm on this radio station to tell you to understand the essence of all of these things and then take it to your higher intelligence so you learn to navigate. And every show I've done is like this. Joint replacement. First myth. First myth of joint replacement. When you go to your orthopedist and they do the CT scan or the X-ray or the MRI or all three, first of all, try to get them to do the MRI. The MRI is non-invasive. Non-invasive in the sense that an MRI does not use radiation. So if your orthopedic surgeon feels that he can learn enough about the nature of your issue through the MRI, simply get the MRI, number one. Number two, do not listen to, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, you can see, because you understand how to read an MRI, Mrs. Smith, you can understand and see that it's bone on bone. The articular cartilage between the joint of the knee of the hip. The tibial plateau has no meniscus. The head of the femur into the acetabulum has worn down. There's no space. There's no cartilage. It's bone on bone. And you can see that, Mrs. Smith, on the MRI, on the CT scan, on the X-ray. And therefore, how long have you been in pain? You tried that chiropractic? You did that cleanse? It's still hurting. It's bone on bone. You can see it. There's nothing we can do but replace that joint. Do not buy that nonsense. In the vast percentages of cases where you're told that, you are not bone on bone. This is an understandable exaggeration, and it's understandable not because your orthopedist is greedy. Forget that. That's nonsense. It's because their training is not to see any alternative. And in their experience, when somebody's MRI CT finding looks that deranged and there, in their estimation, is no alternative, they're going to, in the high sense of ethics, they're going to counsel you to a surgery because that is what they do. And it will get you out of pain. Joint replacements get people out of pain. If you have a person that is not going to do any of the things I'm suggesting on this show, if you have a person that's simply going to try an anti-inflammatory herb or an anti-inflammatory pharmaceutical or a couple of hours on a massage table, they're better off doing joint replacement therapy. Because statistically, those allopathic, those holistic therapies are not going to cut it. They're going to help, but that individual experienced a gross limitation in their lifestyle because of pain, limitation in range of motion, and so they should get their joint replaced. So understand what you're listening to here. You're listening to a model, a functional model of medicine that asks you to understand how to integrate all the various subsets and specialties out there. And it's when you, the public, are not educated enough to understand how to integrate correctly, you mess up your contracts, your sacred contract with your orthopedic surgeon or your physical therapist or your chiropractor or your holistic nutritionist or your yoga therapist or your massage therapist or your Pilates instructor. You mess up your contract because often they're no more educated at navigation than you are. And it literally reduces to the blind or leading the blind. And what the public does, if it's adamant about sticking in the holistic crowd, I'm not going to get that surgery, is they just start to wander. Therapy to therapy to therapy to therapy to therapy. This show is my gift to you to stop that. Because if we were really integrating, you wouldn't suffer that. In every wing of holistic medicine, including allopathic medicine, would be a lot happier. And mind you, their incomes would go up because they'd be providing a better service. We have static. We have congestion. We don't understand how to use the different limbs of healing. So you stay ahead of the curve. So number one, that shoulder, that elbow, that wrist, that knee, that ankle, that low back, that hip hurts. It's hurt for a long time, or you know someone in your family where it has hurt for a long time, and you've had an MRI, scanned, x-rayed. Don't swallow the lie of bone on bone. Now, yes, I'll contradict myself. There are percentages of cases where it's like that. But first law for you to take into yourself today is those statements are generally gross exaggerations simply because the practicing physician doesn't understand the essence of alternatives. They understand alternative medicine in the sense of, yeah, I think based on this finding here with your joint, you can get a chiropractic adjustment or a massage. It isn't going to do a thing. And those physicians are 100% correct. However, if you were actually integrating alternative medicine correctly, well, then those physicians, they'd see very different results very often. So there's number one. Number two, the herbal solution. I want to go after that today. Herbs contain anti-inflammatories, chemicals that break up prostaglandin cycles, thromboxane cycles, so forth and so forth. And those herbs, well, you know, they're inexpensive. You can, it's a one-stop shopping. Get the herb and see. And if it helps, fantastic. This show doesn't argue that. So if you want to use boswellan, cat's claw, the harpagosides in devil's claw, the salicin in white willow bark, the sulfur in MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, the curcumin in turmeric, and so on and so on and so on. All these herbs, there's one, what is it, green mussels. The green mussel, the extract from the mussel, the seafood like the clam, the mussel. The green mussel from New Zealand, especially from New Zealand, contains potent anti-inflammatories for joint pain. I mean, we just keep coming up with them every single day. You could multiply that list by 1,000. And it makes sense to hit that first. You know what your success rate is? It's low. It's quite low. Yeah, you can do a study. You can attach that study to the public sector. You can even get a very, very credentialed peer-reviewed journal, New England Journal of Medicine, Lancet, Rheumatology, so on and so forth. You can get great journals to back up studies stating that the curcumin and turmeric is a potent anti-inflammatory. But when you use it out there clinically, I can tell you this, and I'm sure you, the public, will attest to this. It's not that often that an anti-inflammatory herb will deliver a great result. And I emphasize this because the failure of an attempt to use an anti-inflammatory herb like turmeric or cat's claw to rid yourself of joint pain, the failure of it forces you, the public, to make a conclusion that's devastating. It slanders the herb. It slanders the physician. It slanders the chiropractor. In your natural estimation of what herbs and nutrition are worth in terms of joint pain, if you think that it's about, if you're new to it, think, you guys listening today are not new, but there's about 15-20% of the audience I'm talking to today that is new. Now combine that with all the people listening to nutrition shows across the United States, and every single day, lots of people come to these nutritional radio shows, and they're new. And when what they're told, when the dominant message is, look, you're new, got to break into this slow, this herb promises to help your joint pain, and it fails. What's the public going to conclude? What's a medical doctor going to conclude that's just branching out? They're going to conclude that their worst prophecy has been fulfilled, that this is all a lot of bunko. And if nutrition gives you no more than that, then in a sense it is bunko. It's not particularly cost effective. Now, I emphasize this because when the herbs are part, when you're using turmeric to open a bile duct to clean the acids out of the joint, well, now you've opened up the deeper meaning of the herb. When you integrate colon cleanses and gallbladder cleanses and lymphatic cleansing using herbs to break up the oxalates and the phosphates and the lactic acids so that they can drain out of the joint. Well, now you're talking about an extremely intelligent use of the herb. Now listen to your average radio show where it's almost these incessant sort of written scripts where you're listening to, it sounds like an infomercial. And this is the point. If that's all it is, well, okay, maybe you're going to get lucky. But those very herbs and those very nutraceuticals that we're touting, if they were used for the deeper reasons, you'd see the success rates go up. But again, it would be no one thing that does it. If you use turmeric instead of the curcumin as an anti-inflammatory, if you used it as a cholelog to move the bile, it's not just moving the bile out of the joint that's going to fix it. It's respecting the true use of the herb as one component of this portfolio, this arsenal that you're going to bring to your chronic joint pain. That's where your medical doctors, your nutritionists, your chiropractors, your massage therapists, your yoga therapists could all become one part of a bigger system. And that's where you'd see the public succeed on a higher and higher level. But what we haven't figured out, and why I harp on this consistently, is the model. What's the functional model? These 140 shows are a functional model. It will make it work. And I know if you've listened to this show for a while, you're starting to understand that. So thank yourself. Okay. The anatomy of a joint. Now get to the literature section. First of all, one assumption we make, and that is that when we talk about the joint capsule and the bursa and the articular cartilage that fits into the acetabulum of the hip joint, most people just nod their head. They've never even seen the anatomy of a joint. And this is the point. Let's enhance that learning curve. Look at picture number one. I'm going to use the hip today. Yeah, the hip is in the groin. Don't be pointing to your hip. Don't say you have hip pain and you're touching your buttocks. Don't say you have hip pain and you're touching the upper side of your thigh. Say you have hip pain when it's in your groin. And there you can see it. Picture number one. Sorry if you're driving. Obviously, you can't do this. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Archives are only $25, 140 shows. They're pennies a show. And listen to the show later on. Sort of the theme here, if you're new, is you need to listen to the shows once, twice, three times. It's worth your time. Picture number one in the radio literature section, the femoral head and the acetabulum, lower right-hand corner. Look at the femoral head and the acetabulum. That's the ball and socket joint of the hip. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to use this as a model picture. By the way, if you do need a joint replacement, the one that really does work, if you really are in bad shape, is the hip joint. Wonderful, wonderful surgery. I applaud allopathic medicine, orthopedic surgery, for what they've been able to do with this. I've seen people screaming in pain. Look, when you have an accident and you break the neck of the femur, where you see femoral neck, and it rots out the head, so it kills the blood supply to the head of the femur, and you have to get a joint replacement, those joint replacements are miracles. I've known people to get them and be out there playing tennis in a month, literally a month. All the people that suffered in all the years combined in the past centuries from physically traumatic accidents, falling out of trees, falling off horses, rocks falling on them, wartime injuries, bombs blowing hips open, so on and so forth, car accidents. So let's understand there's an appropriate use for a hip replacement. Now, once you understand that, understand this. Picture number two. There, picture number two. You see that? Narrow joint space, bone spurs, worn cartilage, rough bone. The head of the femur, the femoral head, should be shiny and smooth. It starts to get chopped up. And the acetabulum, in other words, the socket, starts to get chopped up. That's arthritis. That's degenerative joint disease. That's osteoarthritis. Once those things break up, the immune system comes in, they signal their own pro-inflammatory chemicals, and you've got this big mess of acids in there that the nerves pick up on, and the nerves send pain signals to the brain, and you're in pain when you're walking down the street or whatever. So there's physical damage followed by chemical damage, or there's chemical damage that creates physical damage, and the two reciprocate between each other up to your brain, and you've got pain. And we call this all these big words. From the breakdown, from the worn cartilage, to the bone spurs, to the rough bone, to the irregular weight-bearing surfaces, to the narrow joint space. Not this, the hip joint, the shoulder joint, the elbow joint, the ankle joint, the disc spaces, the upper cervical spine. When you get breakdowns there that are extensive enough, you end up listening to an orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon say, we've got problems. Think about having that joint replaced. Do it now, because if you can't do it now, we're going to do it later. Now, look at picture number four. So you're looking at the same joint, the hip joint, but we're looking at the ligaments. Ligaments tie bone to bone. The ligaments of the hip are so powerful. The ligaments of the hip are so powerful that in a car accident, you will crush the bone before you tear the ligament. The ligaments of the hip, what you're looking at, picture four, are so powerful that in a car accident, you will crush your bone before you tear those ligaments. So those ligaments, as they pull tight into the joint, can place enormous compressive forces. Now here's the point. Look at picture number 13. picture number 13. Interesting picture. Bunch of blocks that look like a person on the left and on the right. And on the left, those blocks don't add up. They're not juxtaposing. They're not adjacent. They're not hitting each other at the right angles. Now look at the person on the right, or the block figure on the right. Now those blocks add up. Those blocks represent the force into the joint. So that hip joint that you just looked at, if the blocks of your body, the head, the neck, the upper thoracic spine, the middle thoracic spine, the low thoracic spine, how the knee articulates, how the feet hit the floor, from the shoes you wear to your bunions, they all determine the angles at which those blocks hit each other. And this was Ida Rolf's point. Rolfing, hella work, yoga, Pilates, the Alexander technique, even chiropractic, that I think fails us a little because that adjustment doesn't really shift alignment. It opens the joint up. That's a good thing. But it doesn't really get to the guts of it. And I'm a chiropractor. I don't practice as such, but nonetheless, the chiropractic idea was to go in there and move that joint. And that's a good thing. And if you get relief, keep getting relief. But the force dynamics around that joint are much larger than simply adjustments. Think of those ligaments. By the time you can lengthen ligaments or create mobility in a joint space, mind you, I haven't shown you, time not permitting, all the muscle and tendon around that hip joint. And all the joints are the same. How are you going to articulate that joint differently when you have these massive chunks of muscles over the joint? And ligaments over the joint. And the force dynamics into the joint, because your alignment is off, are crushing the joint. Now you can go into that joint as an orthopedic surgeon, as a nutritionist, and say, look at the wear and tear there, but you've got to deal with the biomechanics. The biomechanics are driving the problem. That's a big one. You can't leave that out. So for you, the public, the American public, to understand functionally the word biomechanics, you know what functionally means? It means that when you stretch your joints, you have to feel a weight shift. That if you start to stretch and strengthen with your trainer, with your yoga therapist, with your massage therapist, within the year, you have to feel substantial shift in your alignment, in your body. You have to feel it, not just say it. I mean, this is the travesty of it. How many people I've spoken to that have said, I do yoga, I've been Rolfed, I have these practices, and they wouldn't know a weight shift, a gravity shift in their body if it hit them over the head. And this is the travesty of it. I don't want to say idiocy of it. It's not a kind word, but it is idiotic. That you can have practices like this, that you can look to alternative medicine to help decaying joints, degenerative joints that are painful and moderate enough so that you don't need a joint replacement surgery, and yet you look to holistic medicine for help, and you don't understand that the essential reason you pay good money to go to a yoga class, a Pilates class, is to walk out saying, my gravity lines have shifted deeply. I know I've decompressed my joint because my practice has taken me to the point where I feel like I have ease in the joint. So you take that picture into yourself. You must take it into yourself. Because the real reason that you're doing yoga, Pilates, your own version of stretches, is to get that weight shift. Otherwise, you're not changing the biomechanics. Otherwise, you're not attending to the dimension of your joint pain. You're not attending to the dimension of your joint pain that has a great deal to do with faulty biomechanics. Now, if you can follow that, pat yourself on the back. And if you can't, listen to the show again. And spread the word. Spread the word, because this is not a topical concept. But this is the essence of it. You want the inside track. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. Point perfect. But you're sitting there with your knee pain, your jaw pain, your neck pain, your shoulder pain, your wrist pain. And I guarantee you, you fall. Many of you fall right into these categories. So you have to comprehend, which just means you got to do a little more homework. It's all here. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Get to the higher level. Picture number 14. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it. Look at the turtle. I do slow yoga. Look at that. That's fascinating. Picture number 14. Remember, you could find those kinds of turtles? I can't remember the name of those turtles. You could go into the woods and find them years ago. They're not there anymore. It's just sitting there for hours in the sun, stretching out its joints. You'd be stretching too if you had a shell and that much scent or weight to carry around. Turtles don't sprint for a good reason. Look at that. Even in nature. I always talk about cats and dogs and this and that. Turtles, all animals do this. They know how to relax. They take the sun right through their skull to repolarize the neurological system. And then they bask in the sun. And then if something flies by to tear off their head and eat them, something signals their defense mechanisms before they attack. And they withdraw into what nature has given them as a tool. And their heart rate goes up. And if you were in there measuring what that turtle was doing when he put his head back in there, you'd find that its pulse is going up and its blood pressure is going up and everything is changing. And then after that hawk or that owl or that animal went away and that turtle sensed it was safe, it would just start to relax out into that position again. And its blood pressure would come down and this and that and the other thing. And animals are masters at returning to what you're looking at in that turtle. Animals are masters. Human beings were masters. Listen to my show last week on ancient medicine. Please get to my shows on low back pain, joint pain. I could do 140 shows on this topic today if I needed to. So there's lots of shows on biomechanics, on breath, on yoga, on stretching, on the psoas muscle. Listen to them. They all hit it from a different angle. Same theme, though. And what theme am I going for right now? Picture 14, slow yoga. That animal lives in the parasympathetic zone. It understands how to relax. So when it goes back into that yoga pose, it pulls its joint open so the joint can breathe. So the joint can put the nutrition in. You won't work. You won't get the anti-inflammatory effect from boswellin, from curcumin, from devil's claw, from cat's claw, from MSM, from glucosamine, from chondroitin. You won't get the anti-inflammatory effect if you can't get into the zone. Can you make that connection? Because if you can, you will start to heal. Now, I put a video on. This would be such an important day to get to that website. This is the best video I have ever, ever seen on fascia. It's only a few minutes. It's 3 minutes and 11 seconds. We've got another 25 minutes to the show. I'm going to make you watch this video right now. And if you're listening, I'll word it. And if you're listening, but you can't look at a computer, I'm simply going to point out to you that essentially this is a video of what fascia really looks like. It's what fascia looks like. And you've got to get this fascia stretched. You've got to stretch the connective tissue out. But there's the point where you can't stretch the connective tissue. In other words, you have to stretch the muscles to change the alignment so the biomechanics into the joint changes. And you've got to measure the efficacy, the efficiency of that stretch by feeling your weight shift. That's what you're doing in yoga class. And if you're not getting that, tell your teacher, I don't feel a weight shift. And get your teacher thinking about it. You can take that all the way up to the top of the list in yoga because it's being missed too often. So get that weight shift in yoga. But here's the thing. When you have too much scar tissue, when your interference fields are too extensive, even if you stretch, you cannot get length to shift the biomechanics. You can't get the length to shift the biomechanics when there's too much scar tissue. But you don't know what scar tissue. Scar tissue is a mythical statement to you. You can logically or analytically or cerebrally understand the concept. But you got to do more than that, much more than that. So take a look at a wonderful picture that I put there. Picture number 21. Picture number 21. Injured fibers in a tendon. Injured fibers in a muscle. They kind of break apart. And then scar tissue forms. So this is picture 21 in the literature section. And if you're driving and you can't see, just picture a piece of steak. And take a knife and slice chunks into that steak. And then understand that the gristle in the human body, the gristle, if it's a live organism, you start to invest more fascia or gristle in the form of scar tissue into that abraded or corroded part of the tissue, of the muscle, of the tendon. And we call this scar tissue, the deposition of fibrin. And then the muscle contracts. In other words, it's an injured tissue. It's inflamed. You used it too much. You tore it a little. You had an accident. And that tissue starts to contract the scar tissue that it deposes into the space. So now you have a muscle that was once completely healthy. And then you tore it up a little. But this isn't you. Of course it's you. It's always you. Life does this. Injuries accelerated, but life itself, if you've never had an injury in your life and you have joint pain, understand you are not exempt from this process. To say you're not 10 years, 20, 30 years old anymore, to say you're 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100 is to say that you have deposed much scar tissue into your connective tissue, muscles, ligaments, tendons, spaces between the organs, fills up with scar tissue. That scar tissue is part of a contractile process. So now you're running around trying to bend over and pick up something from the floor, lift your arm to get that book on the shelf, exercise a little more intensely, whatever your movement thing is for your health. You're trying to do it now with an amalgam of scar tissue over the years, leading to contraction. And that's the way you're walking around. This is why you have to listen to my show, Peeling Muscle Off the Bone. I did it in the last 2-3 months, peeling the muscle off the bone. I'll make it a little easier. Picture number 20. Picture number 20. Soft tissue and bone. Shear. S-H-E-A-R. That's cross fiber massage. You're pushing the muscle off the bone to break up those adhesions. Look at picture 19. Very nice body worker. www.crossfiber.massagetherapy. But that's not an endorsement. It's an example of someone that advertises for cross fiber massage and probably does a very good job of it. What is that technique? Why did you just get the acupressure? Why did you just do the Swedish? Why is your muscle being worked linearly up and down in a longitudinal fashion? Why isn't someone going hard and deep across the muscle? Why aren't you using, or why aren't you advised to use hot-cold therapy? Or melt some of Dr. Bob Marshall's wonderful castor oil into that joint. And then do hot-cold therapy. And then have someone push that muscle off the bone cross fiber. You're not going to get the scars out unless you do that. Now, here's the integration. If you're stretching and you've got too much scar, the effect of the stretch, of the money you spend on yoga, Pilates, dance class, the net effect of the money you spend there is not going to get returned to you because you've got scars there. If you can take that into yourself, you're thinking on a higher integrated level. I think a lot of the American public can do that. I don't think everyone in the American public can do that. I don't think they're capable. I don't think they're willing to put the time in. But I think there are a lot more people. And if collectively we can get people to understand how to integrate. Just over there at the longevity clinic, the longevity seminar, a few weeks ago we had the Natural Expo down here in the Southland. You know, we have these conventions where everybody comes in, and they're wonderful. It's great. It's a lot of fun. But if you watch the way people have symptomology, serious stuff, if you watch them then work with all this stuff, it just creates more confusion. It's better they didn't hear any of it. Well, not really. But the point is there's no thought given to the integration. So here's the integration. The essence of cross fiber reciprocates with lengthening your tissue. So that between the cross fiber and the lengthening of the tissue, you can realign the joint and take off the faulty compressive forces that deteriorate the joint, that drive the arthritis. Now, even if you don't know anything about herbs, your local health food nutritionist could just throw all those herbs at you, knowing nothing about how they work, because that's, in a sense, much of the way it's done today. You walk into Whole Foods. Our constitution, thank God, allows us to have these things on the shelf, and nobody really knows too much about it. But you have your right to buy it. And you should continue to fight for that right before it's taken away. But the point is, you can go in there, even if you knew nothing about herbs, other than on the bottle it says joints. Even if you weren't getting the best herbs, and you know where to get the best herbs, that's Premier Research Labs. But even if you didn't know that, even if your relatives didn't know that, and you could appropriate decent herbs into the joint if you were taking care of the other factors, the herb would work. The efficacy would go way up. If you were the turtle relaxing its body and stretching in the sun, when your joint start to become inflamed because something bit it off or scarred it up, that herb would get in there and do more of what those studies say that herb will do. That's your payoff for getting to a higher integrated state. And again, it doesn't mean everybody does everything. It means once you at least understand the essence of these different subsets, peel the muscle off the bone, lengthen the tendon. Once you understand the essences of these things, you can start to get a sense of where you fit. Are you really not flexible? Or are you like Gumby, but you've been rolled over a few times in major car accidents? And you can start thinking, how much of me is flexibility? How much of me is scar tissue? Physical scars from physical accidents. If you've been doing construction for 20 years and you can't touch your toes, chances are you've got a lot more work to do with getting flexible. And more secondarily, if you haven't had serious accidents, a little less to do with cross fiber than the other way around. If you're a 50, 60-year-old female that was naturally flexible from when you were a cheerleader back 40 years ago, and in fact, you've been rolled over in car accidents five or six times, or you've had organs cut out, you've had major tears from episiotomies, hysterectomies, physical traumas from physical accidents over the 30, 40-year decades, then perhaps you have to think a little more about cross-fiber. Start thinking. Because once you think, the higher self starts to guide you. And this is the concept. Now I'm going to leave that video to you. We're not going to have time to get into it. But you can just click that arrow and watch it. It's absolutely fascinating. It'll show you what you can already see in the picture. Those webs there. So don't bother clicking it right now, but just look at the picture. Those glass-like webs, that's fascia. Your body is one deeply interconnected net of fascia. And you'll see the fascia tangles, and you've got to go cross-fiber. But the implications of this are enormous. The visuals are critical. Pictures tell 1,000 words? No, they tell a gazillion words. You have to see it. I learned a great deal of what I'm talking to you about, not only from years of hard work with people for limited return, except pure knowledge. I learned a lot of it from 100 dissections. In chiropractic school, I ran my anatomy lab there, thanks to my teachers. And I was able to dissect dozens of bodies over 4 years. You can go in and you can see these things. You can touch these things. You can feel these things. So when somebody talks to you about scar tissue, you're much more attached to it. And this is the problem, again, with the public. What's your physical relationship? Well, watch that video. Good, huh? I can talk about this forever. I love this subject. You want to know why? Because in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, the musculoskeletal level is just a flag system. It's the superficial system that tells you what's going on in the organs. Before it hits your organ, it hits your musculoskeletal system. There's a relationship in Ayurvedic medicine. There's a relationship in Chinese medicine. There's a relationship in ancient European medicine. There's a relationship that began a long time ago between the musculoskeletal level and the organ system. To affect pathology in an organ without addressing the musculoskeletal system is a massive, massive misconception. They reciprocate with each other. As one degenerates, it reflexes. Reflexes, a scar reflexes. Think of that. Think of how often you hear a scar reflexes. Yeah. The musculoskeletal system, when the biomechanical forces are imbalanced, reflexes into the organs. It torques the organ. And as it torques the organ loses its supply. Watch the video. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc, not .com, on the website. If you're really confused, make the appointment, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Perhaps I can help set you straight to teach you how to stimulate your body to heal you, because that's what does the trick. You heal you. No one will ever take that right away for you to heal you. When that right is taken away, we'll have another American Revolution. Up to now, we still have a constitution that allows you to heal you. But you have to understand, take a look at picture number 15. Picture number 15. Some of you have seen this before. The psoas muscle. The psoas muscle. There you have it. Look at the guy up top and the guy on the bottom. top right, bottom left. We're looking at, if you're driving, we're looking at a picture of you taken profile of your whole body when you were 20 years old, nice and straight. The head on the neck on the thoracics, the rib cage balanced with the pelvis, the knee in line with the pelvis, the ankle in line with the knee, the foot spread wide on the floor. Look at that. That's you as an athlete when you're 20. Now look at the lower left of that same picture. That's you at 50 or 60 or 70 or 80. Now there are muscles in there, structural muscles, one of which is called the psoas muscle. This psoas muscle is shown in relationship to your abdominal muscles. So you know where your abdominal muscles are. Now look at that muscle in the back there. That's the psoas. Look at what happens to that muscle as you age, as you lose flexibility, as you scar up. Look at the top picture, compare it to the bottom picture. Watch how that muscle, bottom to top, watch how that muscle starts to change its position. Look at how the person there on the top has more space underneath the belly in front of the psoas. It's the volume in the abdominal cavity, the volume where your organs are, the space that your organs sit in is much larger. And you see as that psoas starts to distort its position, it gets much smaller. So you, yeah, you're sitting there and that gut is popped out. That gut's popped out. You think it's fat. Much of the time it's not fat. It's distortion and it's crushing your organs. And that has a massive number of consequences. But that muscle by itself is one of about 8 or 10 muscles. The scalenes, the pec minor, the rhomboids, the diaphragm, the adductors, the hamstrings, the piriformis, when all collectively those muscles begin to shorten, you begin to end up distorted. So these muscles really exist. Check the shows I've done on Ida Rolf. Peeling the muscle off the bone, the power of breath. The shows I've done on bone and joint health, the shows I've done on low back pain. Collectively, you have yourself a volume of information that's functional. So for 10 hours of study, or 20 hours, listen to them again, you can start to navigate your health care. You can tell your chiropractor, I want to go into the muscular system. You can tell your chiropractor, your massage therapist, my flexibility hasn't increased in 6 months. I'm paying good money every week for massage, but what about my flexibility? You can tell your yoga teacher in your yoga class, I'm doing it, but I'm not getting more flexible. You think you're doing yoga. You're not. You're delusional. And your yoga teacher's too busy trying to tend to class to come up to you and to say, you know, what this really is, even if they understood themselves what it really was, what this really is, says the yoga teacher to you, you're not really getting the effect of. You don't want to hear that. You're proud of yourself for going to class. You're proud of yourself for not having your hip replaced. You're proud of yourself for making your effort, and you should be. But you see, this system collapses if it doesn't deliver. And you woke up one day and said, I don't want my joint replaced, so I'm going to do these things. I'm here to tell you, you're not getting your return. And I'm telling you why. Now, where does nutrition come in? In a better world, if you were not fortunate enough to get rid of your knee pain, your hip pain, your shoulder pain, by doing cat's claw, devil's claw, turmeric, boswellan, green muscle, MSM, if you weren't fortunate enough to reduce your symptomology 20%, 30%, 40%, as everybody hopes you will, if you weren't fortunate enough, there would be another herb or a bunch of herbs to get. And why would you get them? To cure your joint pain? No, that's nonsense. You would get them because they're cholelogs, because they open bile flow, because they enhance a physiological system, the biliary system, your intrahepatic biliary flow. And if you enhance bile flow, you start to drain the acids out of the joint that irritate the joint. You start to drain the acids out of the muscles in the scars that prevent you from getting flexible and stop your rolfer or your massage therapist from cross-fibering muscle off the bone to free the joint up so you can shift your biomechanics. Right. That's a lot to take in. I am certain it's not too much. I'm certain it's not too much for America to take in. That's why I have the archives. So take a look now at picture number 20. Take a look at picture number 20. Excuse me, picture number 27. 27. That's the inside of your liver. It's a cross-section of the inside of the liver. And those little green things are your bile ducts. That becomes your gallbladder. They start way up deep in that massive organ in your upper right quadrant we call the liver until you have biliary patency. Check out show number 20 to understand that. Until you've done 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 good olive oil flushes, check the show out to get the bile to flow. Until you have succeeded, not done coffee enemas, seen and known that bile comes out of your body. Look at picture number 28. It amazes me, all the talk about coffee enemas. Look at that, bile in the toilet bowl. How do we teach people to do coffee enemas and never show them a picture of what the bile in the toilet looks like? How can we miss that? We miss it because we're misdirected. We miss it. Your doctors are misdirected. The public is misdirected because the doctors are misdirected. Allopathic medicine has its act together. Holistic medicine does not. It is so grossly misdirected. How many years have you done coffee enemas and you've never seen a picture of bile? Until you get that, you're not going to pull the acids out of your joints. If you want to use an herb for your joint, use an herb to make sure that your bile flows. And then say, gee, cat's claw is not going to make my bile flow, but turmeric from the curcumin is. And curcumin is also an anti-inflammatory. Now I kill two birds with one stone. See, there's your payback. Always you get the payback when you learn to use your brain. 714-850-1007. Help me help you use more of your brain. The show's over. You have a great week. Signing off.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.